Work is just getting underway on a $22 million building at Eielson Air Force Base that'll enable pilots of the new F-35 fighters that are coming here to train in a computer-simulated environment.
We just broke ground on that, so that project's ongoing. We expect it to finish in about October of 18.
Kevin Blanchard directs the F-35 Program Integration Office for Eielson's 354th Fighter Wing.
We'll get our first aircraft in April of 2020. But to do that, we got to build a bunch of facilities.
About $510 million worth of facilities will be built over the next couple of years to accommodate the two squadrons of F-35As that'll be based at Eielson. Blanchard says Eielson has opened its south gate to give workers easy access to their construction sites on that end of the base.
We have a very congested front gate at certain times of the day right now. So our ability to use that, the south gate, as a contractor/construction gate just during the time period of the F-35 buildup will alleviate a lot of that congestion and traffic.
State Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says a project to improve the south gate intersection with the Richardson Highway will get underway later this year.
There will be some installation of the overhead lighting, some signing, striping, and then constructing a north and southbound turn lanes onto Eielson, and then there will be a northbound acceleration lane.
Blanchard says 7 projects are scheduled to get underway this year on Eielson in support of the F-35s, including one for $9.4 million to build 6 munitions storage bunkers, and another estimated to cost between $40 and $50 million to construct a maintenance hangar.
That involves all the people that are coming with the airplanes that will fly them, fix them, support them, that type of thing.
About 1,250 people are coming to Eielson to fly, fix, and support the F-35s, nearly all of them active duty personnel. Blanchard says that number could grow to about 1,370. He says Lockheed, the aircraft manufacturer, will bring about 60 workers, and subcontractor Pratt & Whitney, which builds the jet's engines, another half dozen. And he says most of the newcomers will bring family.
Expecting about 60% of those folks to have families. So the total number that we're looking at as far as coming into the community will be about 3,500.
But Eielson doesn't have anywhere near enough on-base housing to accommodate all those newcomers, says Jim Dodson, president and CEO of Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation.
So 70% of them are going to have to live off base.
Dodson says the newcomers will need another 800 units of housing, and he says building them will pump another $80 to $100 million into the local economy. He says Eielson's projects, combined with the construction of a new radar facility at Clear Air Force Station just south of Nenana, are giving the area's construction industry a badly needed boost.
That whole project, including the long-range discrimination radar and the buildup of that base, that's about $1 billion worth of construction.
Dodson says the economic boost from both military-related construction and the growing workforce it'll bring will go a long way toward alleviating the recession that's set in statewide since oil prices began to plummet 4 years ago. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.